the housing market, mortgage rates, and inventory. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 22nd day of August. Thanks for being with us. We've got some additional housing news for you in story number two. A couple of retail stories from Macy's and Dick's Sporting Goods is online. Charles Schwab is cutting staff and office space. The new Biden effort to help student loan borrowers, we'll tell you about that. We've got the Wall Street Report and airline safety concerns and the FAA. For the interview, you'll meet Dr. Ian Roberts, the new superintendent for the Des Moines Public Schools. As students head back to class tomorrow, what does this dramatic educator have in mind for the future? We'll share that and more. But first, the news.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful, as always, that you have decided to spend some time with us again today. Hey, want to reach us on X, or formerly known as Twitter? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour, and on Threads, we're there too, yeah? It's Insight on Business. Well, the U.S. housing market is a mess. Home sales for the first 7 months of this year are off by over 22% from last year. Why? It's a witch's brew of problems. The National Association of Realtors reports that the national median sales price rose to $406,700 last month, marking its first annual increase since January and the second month in a row that it's been above $400,000. Meanwhile, and this is astounding, the median sales price is now an eye-popping 45% higher than it was in July of 2019. Now, while all of that might be good for sellers, getting into the housing market is stymied by high interest rates and the lack of inventory. The 30-year fixed rate is now north of 7%, and a shortage of homes for sale has kept the market competitive, driving bidding wars in many places, especially for the most affordable homes. According to the National Association of Realtors, about 35% of homes sold in July fetched more than their list price. And in a related story, Americans now need to spend as much as 43% of their income to afford a home, with mortgage rates surging to their highest levels since the year 2000. Just to be clear, the optimal percentage of income to housing is 30%, and now we're getting upside down on affordability. The question is why? The average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage jumped this week to the highest level since 2000, approaching 7.5%, according to Mortgage News Daily. That rate was only 3.2% at the start of 2022. In retail news, deep discounts continue to lure wary shoppers, and the latest report is Macy's. The Associated Press is reporting that Macy's heavily discounted its spring goods to make room for fall and holiday merchandise in the face of customers who are cautious about spending. But the retailer's adjusted second quarter profits and sales still topped Wall Street expectations. Macy's, which also operates upscale Bloomingdale's as well as Blue Mercury beauty stores, reaffirmed its annual sales and profits forecast, while still noting uncertainty about the economy in the second half of its fiscal year. The company cited a faster-than-anticipated rise in credit card delinquencies, signaling more financial pressure for shoppers. Macy's also joined many other retailers in flagging uncertainty over the end of the student loan moratorium, which had provided one-time college students a little more financial breathing room. This is one of the economic realities that will soon impact student loan repayments, with some now having to find an additional $500 to $800 a month to repay their loans. Two words, stay tuned. How about one more retail story? Dick's Sporting Goods stock tumbled by more than 20% on Tuesday. So why? The company says that organized retail crime is cutting into its profit margin. Dick's CFO, Nadeep Gupta, said that the biggest impact in terms of the surprise for Q2 primarily came from shrink. This is what he said, quote, "We thought we had adequately reserved for it. However, the number of incidents and the organized retail crime impact came in significantly higher than we anticipated, and that impacted our Q2 results. Wary shoppers and organized crime? Wow, it is a big hill for any retailer." Well, it was a weak showing on Wall Street today as the major indexes did close mixed. I'll share those numbers with you in just a bit. In a regulatory filing, Charles Schwab said it will cut staff and downsize office space in a move to reduce expenses. The AP is reporting that with these cuts, Charles Schwab expects to achieve at least $500 million of incremental annual run rate cost savings, but also incur about $400 million to $500 million from expenses like employee compensation, benefits, and facility exit costs. The Westlake, Texas-based company did not specify on how many positions would be eliminated, but suggested the layoffs will take place in the coming months, noting that it anticipated most costs related to these job cuts will be in the second half of this year. Meanwhile, some decent news for student debt. The Boston Globe is reporting that borrowers who are buckling under the pressure of their federal student loans have a new option to significantly cut their payments, eventually by as much as half. The Biden administration's new income-driven repayment plan, known as SAVE, opened for enrollment on Tuesday, providing millions of borrowers with a more affordable way to pay their monthly student loan bills, which will become due again in October after a three-year pause. In the coming days, more than 30 million borrowers will be invited to enroll in the new plan, initially proposed in January, which bases monthly payments on income and family size. Unlike the White House's former plan to cancel up to $20,000 in federal debt, struck down by the Supreme Court in June, this new payment option will become a permanent piece of the student loan machinery and be available to current and future borrowers. It also creates a new safety net, automatically enrolling certain borrowers into their SAVE plan after they've fallen behind on their payments. Borrowers who want to sign up for SAVE, or Saving on a Valuable Education, that's what SAVE stands for, that plan should move quickly. You can expect to wait roughly 4 weeks for your application to be processed, according to senior department officials. By enrolling now, your paperwork can be processed with enough time before your first payment comes due. That should be a motivator. Wall Street ended the day mostly down, with the Dow losing 174 points to close at 34,288. The NASDAQ picked up only 8 points to finish the session at 13,505, and the S&P 500 fell by 12 points to close out at 4387. West Texas Intermediate crude, it fell again today by 47 cents to close at $79.65 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with airline safety and the Federal Aviation Administration. The FAA said it will convene runway safety meetings at 90 airports in the coming weeks following a number of recent close call incidents. A New York Times investigation found that such close calls are happening a few times a week on average, and at least 46 times in the past month alone. The incidents happen most often at or near airports and are the result of human error, according to FAA internal reports reviewed by the Times. Many involve air traffic controllers who are stressed by a nationwide staffing shortage. All right, stay with us for a conversation about the largest school district in the state of Iowa as students head back to class tomorrow. My guest is Dr. Ian Roberts, the superintendent of schools for the Des Moines Public Schools, who, by the way, has an amazing background and a profound sense of duty. We think you'll like this. And thanks for listening.